Happy Friday, everyone. Well, after a couple of hours of trade today, the Aussie market is off to a cautious and slow start. We've got the ASX 200 dropping back by about a third of a percent, and this is as the final US presidential debate is about to kick off. Now, although it has been a choppy week and we are down slightly by about a third of a percent over the past 5 days, it hasn't really made a huge dent in the market over the course of October. It's still on track to be the best month since April this year. But across the market today, the big banks are lifting. We're also seeing some strong gains from energy stocks, which were down very heavily yesterday. And the losers, really, or the area of the market that's weighing most heavily is certainly the mining sector, particularly gold producers, BHP, and also Rio Tinto. Outside of that, the rest of the market is a little messier, and the moves are more fragmented across the market. But a very busy day for company news, for quarterly updates, for AGMs. So let's start with those companies there that are actually doing quite well. Qantas is up 2.7%. It's actually holding its AGM today and said that profits have been impacted by about $100 million. Over the first quarter due to border closures. No surprises there. MyDeal, which is a Melbourne-based online marketplace, it made its debut yesterday and rose 75% on day one, is up about 1.7% today. We've got NAB managing to lift about a third, even though the company said that second half results will take a $642 million additional hit to its results, which it's blamed largely on customer-related remediation cost. Blue Scope is up a good 12%. Now, it's holding its AGM and actually flagged a significant lift in profits, which it's attributing to steel prices and also a lift in demand for its products. Webjet is up 3.5%. It's outperforming its peer Flight Centre because it has just received a broker upgrade. And QBE Insurance is up a good 2.5% because the company appointed a new interim chief executive who is currently with the company anyway. Now, as far as losers are concerned, we've got Austal down slightly, but the shipbuilder has actually flagged, an Aussie-based company called BSC Maritime Solutions. This is a shipbuilder based in Queensland, and it should provide an additional and reliable revenue stream for the group. And Iluka is down 45% today. Now, the reason why the mineral sands miner is down so much is that it's just split from its iron ore royalties business. It has spun this off into a separate business called Datura Royalties. DRR is the code, and Iluka has been receiving regular royalties from that interest. It has basically an interest over a BHP-operated site, now it can better focus on that mineral sands business. The Aussie dollar finally, 71.2 US.